Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
Before the next item is announced, I have a meeting in Madison and ask to be excused for the duration of the meeting.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson asks to be excused.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Safe travels.
Thank you, sir. Well, no snow tonight.
Item number 28 from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, submitting an audit report titled Electronic Monitoring Can Achieve Substantive Savings for Milwaukee County, but only if pursued on a large scale with satisfactory compliance rates, and requesting County Board action to receive and place on file the said audit report and requesting concurrence with the audit recommendations provided therein.
Mr. Herring.
Chairman, members of the committee, Jerry Hare, Comptroller's Director of Audits. This report addresses the county's programs for pretrial jail diversion and alternatives to incarceration. It was directed by action of the county board. The audit highlights a number of things with regard to the opportunity for the Community Criminal Justice Center to get their hands around recidivism and savings and do some more management of the data that you use to make decisions. But fundamentally, I think what we've done in the report is really try to get our hands around a large, complex, interrelated system with alternatives to incarceration. We do note that it's we're in a situation where, with one key exception, there's agreement among responsible officials about what needs to be done in terms of providing alternatives to incarceration. The approach, if used properly, can generate cost savings upwards of $2.6 million per year with an enrollment of 300. The impact on recidivism and chronic abusers that come into the system, I think, is something that almost all policymakers agree on, all elected officials agree on, I should say, not policymakers, that would be you. I think the other thing that comes into play here, though, is that this is not a risk-free environment. The decisions that are made in providing electronic monitoring, for example, have to be done with rigorous formal risk assessment because there can be consequences if people are improperly placed in the community. And that's an area that I think this people in the system will continue to disagree about, they'll continue to argue about. But Our bottom line is that there's significant savings as well as positive impact on the community that can be achieved. We think that the three things we recommend are best handled by the Milwaukee County Community Criminal Justice Council. The chairman of that council has embraced the recommendations, so what we're asking from you today is that you adopt the resolution receiving the recommendations, which is our way of saying that you support them and that you place the matter on file.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
First of all, I would like to move that resolution. I want to thank Mr. Herrick. As he knows, I used this audit before we actually had a chance to see it during budget, and I found it extremely useful because we were making budgetary issues with regard to these very facts. I would just like to get a response from Mr. Heer. When you use that term, responsible officials, I think you're using it in the vernacular that means those who have the power to make those decisions.
Exactly.
As opposed to a intelligent decision.
Well,
is that a fair statement?
Yes, I would not contrast responsible with irresponsible, but we do mean those key actives in the system.
Okay, and I appreciate that. I continue to be so impressed with your department and the thoroughness of audits and the ability to really get to the crux of the issues and to pull out the information and give those that have to oversee these areas real information. I just continue to be totally impressed with all of the audits that we see from the department. And I'm not just saying that to, pat Mr. Hare on the back. I really think these audits give policymakers such great depth of information and really point us in the direction that we need to go for policy analysis. The thing that really struck me was the comparison between counties.
Yes.
And the conclusion that Dane County, Waukesha County, Brown County, I believe it was, and Waukee County. Mm-hmm. Waukee County is saving the least amount of money. Even though some of those counties, particularly Waukesha, for example, might even tend to be more conservative in the approach to some of their social issues than Waukee is, and yet they're more aggressively using these tools than Waukee County. And I think that's somewhat telling of our past approach. I appreciate the analysis of the Christensen case within the audit. I think we have been our own worst enemies with regard to the Christensen case in the way we have responded to the concerns expressed in the court. And I do hope, and I would like to ask Supervisor Lipscomb's here, we put in the budget a provision to review the absconder response to the absconder unit in the first quarter, after the first quarter is finished. I would very much ask that when you do that, when Judiciary does that, that they refer specifically to this audit while evaluating the performance of the Sheriff's Office with regard to the absconder unit, because that's very much part of the successful electronic monitoring program. And if we're not getting the kind of cooperation we should be getting, I would ask for some serious decision-making with regard to an alternative on that. I was concerned at budget, but I was also realistic in what I was going to be able to do given the scope of the opinions on this board. But I would really ask that we be cautious about how we review that, keeping this audit in mind and some very clear statements in here, and to really make sure that electronic monitoring is a successful program. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm fine with that. I guess I want to understand the extent to which the audit is helpful in understanding that whole absconder issue. Yeah. I mean, my basic understanding of the conclusions are that, you know, as you reach scale and beyond, that the efficiencies are greater. There's a greater savings,
right,
because you've covered that sort of,
yep,
base cost. So, given sort of the level at which they want to achieve operations, it's not quite, I don't think it's quite as high as the range that you explored, the 300. But even in the two something range, won't they actually have substantial savings in the department that could provide the oversight that the audit references is necessary, and whether or not they wish to bring that forward to contract for additional DA services or whatnot? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a question of, in order to get their services, they have to take from another department that's doing another existing function. So, I mean, don't we expect that by that time we're going to see that? They'll have first quarter savings, right, booked because of the scale of their operation.
Yes. The House of Correction began a more vigorous ramp-up of electronic monitoring. I think it was one of the first initiatives that Superintendent Haplin took on in April. So I think by the end of this year, you'll see probably a near-term plateau on the number of inmates on electronic monitoring, and by then you clearly will see after 1/1/14 the nature of the sheriff's response and any need for assistance with absconders. So I would think at the end of the first quarter you'll have a good baseline on who's in the community and some data about response to those who, we talk about absconders, but there's failure to appear. There's elements of this that are a little more subtle, but at the end of the day, it's somebody isn't where they're supposed to be, and somebody who's wearing a badge has to go and get them. Mm-hmm. I think we'll have better data on that. We set the floor at 60 on savings, because you really don't have savings unless you close a dorm.
Right.
And yet we saw where they're going, and we didn't think 300 was beyond the realm of possibility, given the views of those, mm-hmm, key active officials in the system and the views of the superintendent as one of those key players. So, yes, we can, I think, have better data, better information about use of the system and cost to make sure that the system works. We put in our estimate five positions, about $400,000, as what could be an offset to the savings. It's going to depend to some extent on who's chasing who when. If there's timely and immediate response to noncompliance, that can be done more effectively. The word gets out, you know, you're held accountable. If things get a little bit sloppy or loose and drip, there could be a lot of people chasing around town trying to catch folks.
Right, but so the, and I forget sort of what the budgeted level was, mm-hmm. but if they were 30 participants ahead of the budgeted level, they would effectively have the savings to pay for that additional service from the program.
I'd have to look at the budget level as well, because the savings are there when a unit gets closed.
Right.
So
an additional 30.
Yes.
So if you can close one more dorm,
right,
you can pay for your unit.
Right. And we use 60 because that's the most common size of
dorm.
Yes. Yeah. Common size of a dorm, but there are dorms that are larger and smaller. So there's some ability to make decisions within the HOC that can generate more or less savings based on how inmates are deployed within the units. For analysis, we just went with 60, but there are other sizes out there, and there's other configurations they can do with staffing. So,
thank you.
Any further questions of Mr. Hare? If not, we have a motion. Can you take the roll on the motion, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.
Thank you.